Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, November 16th, 2020. On November 23rd, the second phase of the Berlin rent cap comes into force. Then, landlords will have to lower excessive rents. The following is a FAQ as compiled by the RBB that answers some of the most important questions. How many households in Berlin can expect rent reductions? Since not all residential rents are recorded statistically, this can only be estimated. The Senate assumes that around 340,000 households can expect a reduction in their rent. Which rents must be lowered? Rent is considered too high and thus prohibited by law if it is more than 20% above the upper limit defined by law. This upper limit depends on one hand on the year of the construction of the building, as well as on the equipment like kitchen appliances and the question of when the building and apartment were last modernized. And on the other hand, there are surcharges or deductions depending on the location of the building. There are already various rent cap calculators on the net with which one can calculate whether one's own rent is excessive and must be lowered. You can find the link to the rent cap calculator provided by the City of Berlin in our show notes. Do I have to apply for a rent reduction? The answer is no. The rent cap law states that excessive rents are prohibited from November 23rd onward. Landlords may then no longer demand such amounts. Anyone who does so, nevertheless, acts illegally and must expect a fine. The large housing companies have already considered possible rent reductions when collecting November's rents. The Berlin's Tenant Association therefore advises all tenants to take a closer look at their accounts in December. Then, at the latest, there should be a credit note for the last days of November or deductions for the new monthly rent. The Tenants Association also advises tenants who do not have their rents automatically withdrawn, but transfer the money themselves to reduce their rent payments in accordance with the law. The Federal Constitutional Court had rejected only recently an express request of landlords who wanted to prevent that they must lower rents. The court made it clear that the law applies as long as there is no final decision on whether or not it is constitutional, and has announced a decision on this matter for the second quarter of 2021. So there is a residual legal risk in the lowering of rents because of the rent cap. What can I do if my landlord does not comply with the law? As is generally the case with rental disputes, it cannot hurt to first contact the landlord directly. If this doesn't help, violations of the rent cap law should be reported to the authorities. An online form will be available for this purpose on the website of the City Development Administration, and support is also available from the various tenant associations. How long do the rent reductions apply if the rent cap is legal? The rent cap is valid for 5 years, after which the law is repealed and technically excessive rents will be possible again. The Tenants Association assumes that rents which were lowered once may not be increased simply again to the old level. Here, however, a similar conflict becomes apparent as to which role the so-called shadow rents play in the future. Because there no longer will be a valid rent index following this period, the coalition is working on setting up a, quote, rent register, which is a kind of database in which all residential rents are to be recorded. Details have not yet been worked out, however. Starting Wednesday, students from high schools and vocational schools in Berlin will also have to wear a mask during class. This was announced by the Education Administration on Friday afternoon, and accordingly, the regulation also applies to teaching staff. In addition, the Education Administration said that the start of classes at all secondary schools will be spread over a period of 2 hours. This is to ensure that the students do not all have to use public transport at the same time. The reason given for these steps is to ensure that schools are kept open despite the development of infection rates. Education Senator Sandra Shiras said, quote, "In the current situation, this is another important step towards being able to maintain regular classes under pandemic conditions. The Kitas will also receive additional funds for infection control," unquote. Shiras does not see the schools as a corona hotspot, as she believes many of the students are more likely to become infected in their free time than at school. Especially in the age group of 15 to 19-year-olds, the number of infections has risen further due to the autumn vacations. No schools in Berlin are currently closed due to the pandemic. And according to the Education Administration, only two schools do not offer regular classes. They've been classified as level red by the health department. And data shows a good 1,000 cases of corona are known among the 330,000 children and adolescents at Berlin's public general schools, and 340 cases among school personnel. Health Minister Dilek Kelechi recently described the number of new corona infections in Berlin as, quote, "alarmingly high." A nursing home in Lichtenberg had to be partially evacuated by the fire department and the Red Cross because about 50 of the 90 residents in the private facility tested positive for coronavirus. According to the district office, there have also been deaths, but the office does not yet know how many. Additionally, there were 17 corona cases among the staff of the facility located on Genzingerstrasse, and why the care of the residents could no longer be ensured. As the fire department announced later that evening on Twitter, 14 residents were taken to clinics. Because additional nursing staff could be deployed at short notice, more residents were able to stay in the facility than initially expected, however. The partial evacuation was ordered by the district doctor. The first corona tests were conducted in the facility at the beginning of October, but the results were only available since Friday. According to RBB information, the conditions in the nursing home had been precarious for some time. Corona tests in the facility on October 29th apparently show that 30 of 127 residents tested positive. And despite this, operations at the nursing home, which belongs to the Dussmann Group, continued. The occupied Potsa Youth Center will not be evicted soon. The majority of the district councilors of Tempelhof Schöneberg, or the BVVV, rejected a motion of the FDP, which demanded to, quote, "immediately enforce the eviction of the property on Potsdamer Strasse 180 in Schöneberg." For nearly 2 years, young people from Potsa have occupied the rooms, although there is no longer a valid lease for them, as the owner had terminated it at the end of 2018. The friendly youth collective Drugstore moved out of the premises on time, but Potsa stayed. The district represented by the state of Berlin had then filed a lawsuit. In early July of this year, the court ruled that the district was allowed to vacate the property. District Youth Counselor Oliver Schwark explained that an eviction would bring with it some obligatory steps to which the district would have to adhere until its implementation. Among other things, a bailiff is to be assigned. Schwark left open whether or when an eviction should take place, and no replacement rooms for the Potsa have yet been found. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember, we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.